It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scoot on the Air. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris's campaigns are putting a lot into the state of Pennsylvania. And right now, I think in Pennsylvania, there's only a 1 percentage point difference, with Kamala Harris in the lead by 1 percentage point. But they're both focusing on this battleground state of Pennsylvania.
It's the biggest battleground state, Pennsylvania. And both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have events there today. She'll be in Erie. He'll be in the Philadelphia suburbs. This will be Vice President Harris's 10th visit to Pennsylvania this campaign season. And just last week, he was in Scranton and Reading. Mail-in voting is well underway in the state, where some 7 million people are likely to cast votes in the presidential race. Democrats have won 3 straight elections for governor there, and both current U.S. senators are Democrats. But its legislature is closely divided, and both parties have had success recently in statewide contests. I'm Rita Foley.
All right, Vice President Harris is responding to accusations that FEMA isn't doing enough to help hurricane victims.
Vice President Kamala Harris continued touring North Carolina Sunday, speaking at a Greenville church where she says some are spreading misinformation about FEMA's efforts to help communities hit by Hurricane Helene.
To play politics with other people's heartbreak, and it is unconscionable. Now is not a time to incite fear.
While the Democratic presidential nominee did not mention her Republican rival, Donald Trump, he has said FEMA's disaster relief fund is being diverted to migrants.
They had no money. You know where they gave the money? To illegal immigrants coming in.
President Biden, who was touring Florida Sunday, has called that a lie. Meanwhile, Harris's appearance was part of her campaign's Souls to the Polls effort to help turn out voters. I'm Julie Walker.
And it's not just Donald Trump and his allies that are spreading this misinformation as Election Day gets even closer.
Intelligence officials say foreign governments are targeting House and Senate races around the country in their effort to meddle with the American democracy this election year. Russia and China are said to have launched influence operations designed to help or hurt candidates in specific congressional races. An official from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says both countries have zeroed in on races where they believe they have a national security interest at stake. The warning comes during a particularly tight battle for the House and Senate, where control could be decided by just a handful of races. I'm Norman Hall.
And Kamala Harris is headed to Fox News to do a sit-down interview.
It's set to take place in Philadelphia on Wednesday. The sit-down interview, which is expected to be about 25 to 30 minutes long, will be with the network's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, and air at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is her first formal interview with Fox News, and it's scheduled on the same day that Fox is airing a town hall with former President Trump and an all-female audience, where he's expected to take questions on subjects like abortion and child care. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And a Nevada man is now facing charges after showing up at a Trump rally with loaded firearms.
The rally was Saturday night in Coachella in the Southern California desert. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man, who claimed to be a journalist, was allowed to pass through an outside perimeter, but was stopped when a deputy on the inside perimeter noticed what Bianco calls irregularities.
He showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms.
Bianco says the license plate was what law enforcement recognizes as a homemade plate similar to one used by sovereign citizens. The man, who authorities only said is a 49-year-old resident of Las Vegas, was released the same day on $5,000 bail and is scheduled for a court appearance in January. I'm Donna Warder.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.